in state and federal offices today when it was revealed that the Prime Minister was going to hold a press conference with Queensland's Premier, and they were announcing what is apparently nearly a $2 billion road and rail package. The federal government is bringing forward nearly $650 million in funding. The Palaszczuk government is agreeing to $606 million of funding for a range of projects in the southeast. The federal money is not new money, but it is money that's being brought forward to be spent earlier. And it means that the southeast of Queensland is in store for what's being described as a potential infrastructure boom. Now, I've been reporting booms for a long time now, and I'm still waiting for it to happen. But today, a raft of major infrastructure projects are getting the go-ahead after the state and federal governments reached some sort of agreement. The projects will include $400 million for new roads, $648 million for already promised projects, construction of the Gold Coast Light Rail Stage 3 from Broadbeach to Burleigh, and funding for a variety of heavy rail projects. Now, I have a brief statement from the Australian Rail Track Corporation that I'll read you a little bit later on. But of interest to me is what's happening with passenger rail, in particular the dual track to the Sunshine Coast, and apparently a feasibility study for a new passenger service from Salisbury, currently on the Beenleigh-Fernie Grove line, Salisbury to Bow Desert. Jeff Addison is from Rail Back on Track. He's kindly agreed to join us this afternoon. Jeff Addison, just remind me, for how long now different politicians have been promising to do something about rail duplication to the Sunshine Coast?
Yeah, good afternoon, Steve. Look, it's been, it was originally announced in 2006 by Paul Lucas in the Queensland government, and he said it would be completed by 2012. And so here we are in 2019 with the works potentially starting to happen soon.
You've heard and had a look at today's announcement. How much money is being physically put on the table, actually released for a duplication of the rail line to the Sunshine Coast?
Well, from the federal government, they announced $390 million almost 18 months ago towards the project.
So that's already announced and locked in?
Correct, that is. And what the announcement today is they've actually brought forward $90 million of that money and said that it's available immediately for the state government to use to start the Sunshine Coast rail duplication.
And where will, give me the points which that duplication will occur if and when it's finalised?
The current state government plan is duplication from Beerburrum, which is just north of Caboolture, through to Landsborough. And the works would also include a couple of passing loop extensions at Eulo and Woombye, and associated works with extra platforms and overbridges and lifts, should that go ahead. Now, the money from the federal government today and from what the state government has said is that they will stage the project. So we're still in the same situation funding-wise that we were 18 months ago when the state government announced their $160.8 million and the federal government announced their $390 million. So that hasn't changed, but what it does mean is that the government can draw, state government can draw on that money straight away. So that's 17 kilometres of duplicated track from Beerburrum to Landsborough.
What will this mean for people who live north of Brisbane, somewhere between, say, Nambour and Landsborough?
Look, if it does go ahead, it'll certainly be a boon for them. I mean, it will enable more services. The LNP opposition has said that they would provide 150 extra services per week to the Sunshine Coast under their funding arrangement. The current state government have made no announcement whatsoever about any additional services that we may get, even if this rail duplication does go ahead. The state government also has not even released a construction date, despite announcing the money almost 18 months ago. And I couldn't help but notice with all the Gold Coast projects that were announced today with the Light Rail Stage 3, construction dates were announced for those, you know, straight away. Since the rail duplication got stopped by Labor in 2009, they've done the three stages of the Gold Coast Light Rail. They've done the Coomera to Helensvale duplication on the Gold Coast line. They've built the Springfield line. They've built the Redcliffe Peninsula line. All that time, the Sunshine Coast have had a single rail track to service at 350,000 people, and that single rail track is also shared with freight, which none of the other rail projects I mentioned are. So that's how critical this project is to the Sunshine Coast. We also know that it'll boost the economy. It will boost freight all the way to Cairns. So, you know, there's lots in it for the regions as well. The line, to North Coast line up to Cairns, it serves about 58% of the Queensland population. So the economic benefits are going to be manifold.
My guest is Jeff Addison from Rail Back on Track. We're looking at the announcement about funding that's been brought forward. It's not new funding, but brought forward for a range of rail projects. Specifically, we're looking at the Gold Coast rail line duplication today. So at least as far as the state's concerned, this money from the federal government means that the government of Anastasia Palaszczuk has $90 million they can use from today to start work on that project.
Correct, yes. Now, they did allocate, last financial year, they allocated $14.6 million towards the project, and I discovered at the end of the financial year that they spent $3.5 million.
This financial so they're not even spending the money they've already put aside for it?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
That's right. And then this year they've announced $49 million towards it, and I guess I'll find out next financial year how much of that $49 million is allocated. But certainly this $90 million assistance from the federal government will hopefully ensure that the project does start straight away and that the Minister Mark Bailey and the Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk would do us the courtesy of telling us when they will actually start construction.
One of the other elements of the funding announcement today by the Prime Minister and Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk was money to look at, I think, a feasibility is the right, or a business case, to run a passenger rail service from Salisbury to Bow Desert.
That's correct.
How does your group, Rail Back on Track, see the need for that?
Look, certainly we welcome that. The federal government announced $10 million to put towards a business case, and that money was to flow from 2020-2021, and that required a joint $10 million contribution from the Queensland government. So the Salisbury to Bow Desert Rail Corridor study was originally made in 2010. It's been sitting on the planning table ever since. It will service, if they do go ahead, it will service 11 new passenger stations, from Acacia Ridge through to Flagstone, through to Greenbank, through to Newbeast, through to Undulla. So it'll really open up that region. And we know that Flagstone is a high-growth region, and we have been calling for rail services to there. So this announcement is certainly welcome news. You know, we're talking about 53 kilometres of dual track. And this is also brought about as a result of the federal government and the Australian Rail Track Corporation Inland Rail Project. So it actually shares part of the corridor with the Inland Rail Project. It means that they would actually get two narrow-gauge passenger tracks and two dual-gauge freight tracks. So they get four tracks as part of this proposal. So certainly we welcome that. And it would, you know, it'll provide a $7 billion boost to the Queensland economy and around 7,200 jobs in its construction. So
that can happen from next year. Now, just while on this, and my last point, and I'll let you go. They also put money aside, or announced money brought forward, to look at a passenger rail case from Toowoomba to Brisbane. Now, I think this has been promised in the past as well.
It certainly has been discussed. I mean, Toowoomba to Brisbane used to have a passenger rail service. That rail stopped in around 1993, some 26 years ago, when the Rosewood line was electrified. So people in Toowoomba have been basically asking for that service back since it got shut down. Again, this also runs off the back of the Inland Rail Project. It will enable sections of the track to be faster. Last year, the state government started lowering 11 tunnels that are along this corridor by about 2 foot, 600 mil, to enable freight to pass through those tunnels. Originally, back in the 90s, it took, I think, around almost 3 hours to get from Brisbane to Toowoomba. The announcement today is, you know, for a business case for that Brisbane to Toowoomba passenger rail. And, you know, obviously we welcome that too, because this will also mean faster services between Toowoomba and Brisbane. You've got the new World Camp Airport in Toowoomba.
Yes.
You know, that will then link to Brisbane. It'll also open up the Lockyer Valley for tourism. And, you know, people can arrive in Brisbane or they can arrive in Toowoomba and, you know, provide tourism and extra economic benefit to those region, to that region. I mean, Toowoomba's the largest inland city in Queensland. So, look, we certainly welcome the return of that. This is a $15 million contribution towards the business case from the federal government. And, yeah, look, we would love construction to start. Both of these projects you mentioned, they're business cases at this point in time, but certainly a business case is a first step on the road to construction.
I appreciate you coming on this afternoon, Jeff Addison. Thanks very much.
No trouble. Thank you, Steve.
Jeff Addison from the rail lobby group Rail Back on Track. And I've got a statement that's been delivered by the Australian Rail Track Corporation, which is building the Inland Rail project. Now, we understand, while the announcement today said they're going to sign it, and I believe the Deputy Prime Minister said, I've got the agreement in my suitcase if you want to sign it. But we understand that in 2 weeks' time, there'll be a formal signing of the Inland Rail project in Toowoomba. And that's unconfirmed, I stress. That's just our understanding, so we'll have to see. But a statement from the Australian Rail Track Corporation says, we thank the Australian and Queensland governments for their ongoing collaboration, and we look forward to getting on with the job of delivering Inland Rail here in Queensland. The Australian Rail Track Corporation's Inland Rail headquarters are in Brisbane, and there are Queensland businesses already delivering services for this project across the nation. We will welcome the signing of the agreement in the near future. That's the end of the statement from a spokesperson, I'm sorry, from Richard Venkmuller, who's the chief executive of Inland Rail. So we understand, it's unconfirmed, we understand in 2 weeks from now in Toowoomba, there'll be a formal signing that will get that project, the Inland Rail project, finalised and underway.
Oh, that's much.